This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Organizers of the famed Ride the Rockies announced today they've canceled this year's cycling event. In an announcement, organizers say limited registrations was a reason the 37-year-old event won't be moving forward this year. The annual multi-day event takes cyclists around the state over 6 to 7 days, covering hundreds of miles. Organizers say refunds will be automatically issued, and they'll be assessing the best options for the race in the future. CPR is following this breaking story. Find more at CPR.org. Grand Junction's mayor says changes to mail delivery will impact city government. Anna Stout says the U.S. Postal Service plan to overhaul mail processing means city business will inevitably see delays.
Being told that there won't be a significant impact is frankly insulting. Mail that gets sent from Grand Junction has to go all the way to Denver and come back along I-70. That is going to add days to delivery time.
The changes are a part of a nationwide modernization effort for the Postal Service. Colorado's Sunshine Peak is no longer the state's shortest 14er. CPR's Tom Hess says a report updating elevation maps mean new heights for the state's landmarks.
By using gravity and a little math, researchers with the National Geodetic Survey have produced a new baseline for elevations accurate to within a few centimeters. Derek Van Westrum, a gravity scientist, said they initially thought Sunshine Peak could lose its status as a 14er because of the new data.
We didn't actually lose any 14ers. We didn't gain any 14ers.
Instead, the numbers say Sunshine Peak is the second shortest 14er, jumping ahead of Huron Peak. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.